In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is the Sunday of All Saints of Russia. Various local churches will celebrate their saints on this day. So in Serbia, All Saints of Serbia, in Greece, etc. And we celebrate all the saints of Russia this week. It's always the second Sunday after Pentecost. And on this day, we read the same reading that we read last week also from Hebrews. And I was reading it, and I was thinking of all the saints of Russia and so many we heard about in the canon yesterday. Father Nicholas described three of them in two different stories. Were pretty amazing stories. And I reread the canon last night, and it's just amazing. Just think of all the lives, of all the things they did. There were so many saints in Russia, innumerable. I mean, millions of people, martyrs and missionaries, monks, nuns, fathers and mothers, children, nobles, peasants. Every walk of life there could be, there was a saint in Russia that was in that walk of life, whether a merchant or a sailor or a soldier. And they're very inspiring to us. Now, when I read these lives, and I read the lives every day, not necessarily of the saints of Russia, but the Manaean, which often has saints of Russia in it. I have this thought sometimes that that's what happened then, but how could it happen now? I know it's happening now, but many times in my life, I don't seem to be living a life like those saints are living, and I'm not certainly encountering the troubles and problems that those people had. But it could happen, and it is happening right now. I think when we read the lives of the saints, we shouldn't think of them as history. They are present events, because the saints that indeed have fought the good fight and finished the course are indeed with us right now as we celebrate the liturgy. So I was wondering, as I was reading the epistle especially, that's for this day, or for the saints, the second epistle. What is our greatest problem? What does everybody think their greatest problem is? We're in a day right now where there's a lot of uncertainty. Political uncertainty, economic uncertainty, medical uncertainty. Some of us think that things could get really bad. I've been telling you, I think they will. Not just to be a naysayer or to be a doomsayer, but I want you to have a stronger inner life because you're going to be called on to use it. What is the biggest problem? Economic, social, moral? What is the biggest problem? I'll tell you what it is. It's easy. It's really a no-brainer. People make fun of me because they say every single question you ask, all you have to say is love, and that's the answer. Well, here's another answer for many questions that I ask. The problem is sin. Not the other guy's sin. Your sin. That's the biggest problem you have, is your sin. You can't be a saint if you go on sinning. That's your problem. That's my problem, is our sin, our passions. They color everything we do. They confuse us. They make us see things in a way that they are not. They make us delusional. And they make us weak. And we can't afford to be weak right now. This is not a time for weakness. This is a time for courage, a time for strength, a time for a strong inner life, because you will be called on to have this strong inner life. For all of the saints of Russia, especially the ones of the Bolshevik, from the Bolshevik Revolution on, that we venerate, there's 100 for each one that apostatized, because they didn't have a strong inner life. So you have to have a strong inner life. This is the big problem. Not economic, not the coronavirus or the vaccine, the non-solution solution to it, or any other thing that you can think of in the world. The problem is you. The problem is your sin, because you have to encounter the world as you are, and you need to be better, and I need to be better. So when we talk about the saints, we should look at the saints. There was a thing in the canon yesterday that talked about this, that we should look at them as examples. And then we should become stronger in our spiritual life. You don't have time to be lazy anymore. You just don't have time. You have to have a stronger inner spiritual life. And I want to tell you a few practical ways to do that, because I always try to tell you something practical. When I first came to belief in Jesus Christ, not in the church yet, but knowing something of him, I was frustrated because there was very little of that was practical. It was about praising God, thanking God, but nothing practical about how to live the Christian life. Maybe things we're supposed to do, but how are you going to do the things you're supposed to do? How are you going to become a saint? And by the way, all of you are called to be saints, every single one of you. So how are you going to do it? The Gospels and the Epistles today give a blueprint for it. Not like a PowerPoint slide. That's not the way Christianity is. It's not like A, B, C. It's a whole lot of things all together. But in general, in broad strokes, I would say that lack of faith causes impatience in our life. And impatience always leads to sin. Now, I'm not talking about impatience like impatience about the way your day is going or something like that. I'm talking about that spiritual impatience where we're not waiting on God. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So we heard today, twice actually. And the meek are patient. I talked about yesterday, or last week actually, that we have to run the race with patience. That's one of the things that St. Paul says in this epistle to the Hebrews. We have to run the race with patience. And this, I would say, is a piece of practical advice. To run the race with patience. And what does that mean? Well, you got things to do today. You better do them. Even if things don't go well, even if things are still not the way you want them, you better do them. You have your prayers to say. You have your family to take care of. You have your enemies to love and to pray for. You have a spiritual life to live, regardless of what else is happening. The news every day is worse and worse and worse. On every front, morally, the country's falling apart. Morally, the world's falling apart. People don't have any idea who they are or what they're here for. And this identity crisis just is filled in with everything, with hatred and with perversity and with laziness, with self-absorption, with depression, all the rest. The world's falling apart. I think more than the world ever has fallen apart before. But the same sins that are in the world now, they were always in the world. We have to be patient. We have to not just look at the next news report and say, look, it's terrible. This guy's doing what I thought he would do. He's a terrible person. All right, so he might be terrible. Well, what about you? Are you praying? Are you fasting? Are you struggling? This is how we become saints. We have to have faith in order to be patient. And what is faith? Faith is defined in the scriptures, but you don't live by a definition. You live by an inner reality in your soul. Faith is that you know that all things are of God and that the only things that are of life are those things that lead us to God. Everything else is death. Faith is knowing that this is not a permanent place, neither the good nor the bad. And even if it gets much worse, it's not permanent because we are above this. We are living sort of in one world and in another because we are in the kingdom of heaven, especially now celebrating the liturgy. But we are also, we're on earth and we see terrible things happening. And we perhaps see family members that are falling and friends, and there's a lot of terrible things happening to people, both physically, mentally, spiritually, medically, terrible things happening. But in the midst of all this, if we have faith, we know that we can overcome. Faith is to live according to what you say you believe. Most people don't do this. They say they believe something, but then they live a different way. We must be compatible with what we say we believe. So we say we are Christians. That must mean we should pursue righteousness above everything else. The Beatitude talked about that, right? That we must pursue righteousness. We must be hungering and thirsting for righteousness. This is how you deal with what's happening in the world. Now, there are practical things to be concerned about in our future, both near and a little bit more far away. It's hard for me to think what's going on in 5 years. I'm concerned about this year the most, and then the next year. So there are practical things you can do. Absolutely, do them, for sure. But the most important thing is to live in a spiritual way. You must increase your prayer. You must. I'm trying to increase my prayer. You know, I kind of go up and down with it. Sometimes it's increased and sometimes it's not so good. But I'm struggling to do it. Struggling to do prostrations. Struggling to, well, now we're praying every single day in the church. And from Tuesday on, it'll be day and night all the way through the end of, all the way through Sunday. But in general, every single day of the week, there's a service, either at night or in the morning or both. And this is because I, as a priest, feel my greatest responsibility to you is, first of all, for me to be approaching being a decent human being. That's what I'm working on. Because I can't help you if I'm not a decent human being. So I'm working on that. But as I work on that, also to pray for you and make times of prayer available for you so that you can come to the church and pray instead of just going, everything's terrible. That doesn't do anybody any good at all. In fact, it actually does much harm to just say everything's terrible. If you read the lives of the saints, they were in terrible situations so many times. Things that we're thinking we're going to encounter, whether it be a massive plague, a human-caused plague this time, not naturally caused, or repression, or other such things. Those things happened before. Repression has happened before. Plague has happened before. Mass imprisonments have happened before. Just read about it in the lives of the saints. If you guys are not reading the lives of the saints, you're cheating yourself. You should be making a way to do it. And I understand you could say, well, I can't. I've got this to do and that to do and this to do. Well, you know, you'll do this and that and this and the other thing, and then you'll be dead. And now, then what do you have to show for it? So really, you have to find a way. You got to. You can do it. If it's really important to you, you'll find a way to do it. You'll find a way to read the lives of the saints. You'll find a way to do your prostrations. You'll find a way to pray more than you normally pray and to increase that prayer. You'll find a way to read the gospel and the Psalter. Maybe that seems like too big a list to you. Well, what's about to happen to us is a really big list. So you have to be ready for it. You have to have a soul that is strong and courageous and ready for not only whether there's repression and such, but the feeling in our hearts is going to be, it's going to be hard and it's going to be really difficult to overcome. A lot of people aren't going to. A lot of people are going to fall into great sins, depression and suicide and other such sins of, they call them sins of despair. That's going to happen. I don't want it to happen to you. I don't want it to happen to your loved ones. So you had better increase your prayer, your fasting, your spiritual life. There's no longer any opportunity to just kind of skate along. If this was 1980, well, you know what? I could be preaching like this and you could say, yeah, well, whatever. I'm going to go see Star Wars. It's just come out. You could do that. You could do that. But you don't have that luxury right now. You just don't. And I'm going to keep preaching like this, and perhaps some of you are going to say, oh man, I can't hear it again. I want to hear something a little more, you know, whatever, uplifting or something. Well, this is pretty uplifting if you look at it the right way. The way the saints lived is the way that brings life. You don't want to be a saint, do you? Well, you can't be a saint by, looking up a meme on the keyboard. It doesn't happen that way, okay? It happens by hard work, by effort, by blood, by tears. That's how it happens. So all these saints that we mentioned yesterday in the canon and in the other hymns, they labored. Do we labor? You have to ask that question of yourself. And I labor more than I used to, but I don't labor enough. Which one of you can say I labor enough? Which one of you can say that my heart is pure enough, that I pray enough? Which one of you can say that you're really ready when there are dark times that come upon you, upon your family, that you'll be able to bear that burden? There's a deep burden to seeing other people suffering. It's going to happen. Are you ready for it? I want you to be ready. This epistle especially, and of course the Beatitudes in general, which we say every Sunday, and we read them again today in the Gospel, they are teaching us what we must do. We must live by faith. We must live in a spiritual way. And at the end of the epistle fragment of to Hebrews today, after he describes, St. Paul describes all these people that lived in such faith, and they were tortured, they were sawn asunder, they wandered about as strangers in sheepskins and goatskins, and of whom the world was not worthy. All these people that were doing all these things, and you can extend that to all the saints of Russia and Serbia and Greece and all over the world. And soon, there'll be saints, many more saints in America and in France and in Germany, and more saints in Russia. You can extend that to all of those. If we see what they're doing, and we know in our mind's eye what will be done by others, then we must lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And we have to run with patience. No matter what's happening, we must be patient. Patience means you're consistent, which means you're a struggler. You say your prayers, you do your prostrations, you believe even when things look terrible. You don't look out the window and say that it's dark outside and therefore I'm dark. You don't do that. You say it's always light because God is in your heart. That's how the saints lived, and that's how we must live. Like I said, it's not 1980 anymore, or 90 or 2000 or even 2010. It's 2021. It's going to be a hard year. And another hard year will follow that. And you have to be prepared, spiritually prepared, by struggling more. That's what I get out of reading the lives of the saints, that I need to be just stronger, work harder. Now, perhaps some of these things are just too much for you. I mentioned the Psalter, and you say, where's that? It's the Psalms of David, 150 Psalms. I recommend getting a liturgical Psalter because it's easier to read. Or you say, prostrations, I don't even do prostrations. I never have time, or I feel too weak. Well, if you don't do a prostration, you can do a bow. You can do something. If you think it's too much, then it'll be too much. But then again, also what happens to you later will be way too much. So you got to do your work now. This is very, very important. I can't say it any more strongly, really. I'm going to continue to say it. I say it to myself. Everything I'm telling you, I am trying to do. And succeeding, sometimes not succeeding. By no means do I want to put myself on a pedestal and say, do all these things because I'm doing them perfectly. I'm doing them imperfectly. So why don't you join me in doing them imperfectly? Okay? You haven't done any prostrations? Start with three, okay? You don't read the Psalter? Start with one. You don't pray for people? Make a small list. You don't fast? Well, start fasting from something and increase your labors. God will help you. God will prepare you. Your heart will be strong. It'll be courageous. Just recently, somebody was talking to me about that it really looks like there's going to be very difficult times, and about anxiety. And I was asked, what do I do about this anxiety? And I'm anxious too. I'm not going to pretend that I'm not. But I'm doing something about that anxiety. I'm praying. I'm increasing my prayer. I'm reading the lives of the saints and sort of putting myself in my mind's eye in their situation, seeing how would I fare. Generally, I don't think I do as well as them. But they're sort of elevating my thoughts. That's how you deal with the anxiety. That's what we got to do to be saints. May God bless you. May God help you. Amen.